My friends, this victory belongs to you.
Doug Ford will be Ontario's next premier. His party captured 76 seats. It only needed 63 to form a majority government. And in an emotional victory speech, Ford thanked his supporters.
You have come together around one common vision of Ontario. You have sent a clear message, a message of hope and prosperity.
He even invoked the name of his dead brother and former mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford.
And I know that my brother Rob is looking down from heaven.
Doug Ford took the reins of the Progressive Conservative Party only 3 months ago. He had been accused of selling bogus party memberships, intimidating a potential candidate, and was even sued 3 days before the election by Rob Ford's widow for allegedly mismanaging the family business. For Kathleen Wynne, who had said days ago that voters had turned away from her Liberal Party, it was a stunning defeat.
I am resigning as the leader of the Ontario Liberal Party. I have spoken to the party president and asked him to start the process of choosing an interim leader. And it is the right thing to do. There is another generation, and I am passing the torch to that generation.
The results were also disappointing for the New Democrats. They will form the official opposition in the legislature. Among Doug Ford's many promises to the voters, scrap the proposed $15 minimum wage, bring back $1 beer, allow beer and wine to be sold in corner stores, and cut the price of gasoline by about 40 cents a gallon. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.